It's Monday, June 7, 2010. Hope you're having a great day. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from sunny California. It's been sunny now for about a week. Looks like that might be the end of it. We had a lot more rain than usual, though, this year, and I'm grateful for that because the birds and the bees are very happy. When they're happy, I'm happy. I have a couple of announcements before we get started tonight. E7 Thunders, not Seven Thunders, but E7Thunders.com is our new site where we've put all of our training courses and really all of our products and some new products that you can access there. And if you like the music that I have on the show here, you can actually listen to all these intros that I've written for the show for free. Just go under Products and Services and click on Free Stuff. And there are some recordings there. And then if you go to Products and Services, Audio and Video, Music by Robert Lee Camp, there is some free music from the radio show right there. There's a lot of them. There's actually about 25, I think, altogether. And you can listen to them anytime you choose. You can't download them, but you can listen to them. But, you know, I can fix it later so you can download it because it's not that important that I just was in a hurry to get it done. Also, all of the tracks from my CD, Bhakti Rock, and some other music that I've composed are available there for sale, you know, and they're relatively inexpensively. And you can audition each one and listen to it. And if you decide to get it, it's like $1.50, $1.49 each. So that's there. Actually, all of our products are available on the site. And some of the books that used to be shipping only are now a PDF download. All the courses on there, including the new courses, how to plan, planning for personal and professional using the cards, and the art of transformational card readings. You know, if you have any desire to learn how to read your own destiny or to read the destiny of others, we have more support than you could ever use right on this site. You can learn, there's a free e-course, most of you have already taken it, called Discover the Secrets of How to Read Your Destiny. And then after that, there's courses that take you all the way, if you want to go that far, all the way to becoming a professional reader. You know, what it really takes, I think, in life is you have to follow what your bliss is. You have to follow what really turns you on in life. And, you know, I just happen to really love astrology, but not everybody does. And I happen to love computers, and not everybody loves computers either. But everybody loves something. And whatever that is, that's the thing you follow in life. A lot of people feel really connected to this system, the way I did when I first was introduced to it. And this may be your calling, or not maybe all of your calling, but it may be part of your calling. And if it is, I guarantee you I have the resources that can help you. Of course, ultimately, your success will depend on you, but the resources are there to make it very easy for you and inexpensive to go all the way to the highest level of becoming a really successful professional reader. You could become way more successful than me. Anyway, so take a look at e7thunders.com. For those of you who have already purchased our CDs and DVDs, I'm going to be offering a special soon where you can audit the course online, which will give you the advantage of having access to the forums. There are user forums for every course. So when you enroll in a course online, you have a place where you can leave messages, ask questions, and read other people's questions and answers. So those who have already purchased the CDs will have access to these courses at a really greatly reduced rate, something like 20 to 25% of the cost. So look for an announcement about that in case you're interested in doing that. Okay? Today is June 7th. We always talk about the card of today, the cards of people born today. And this is a Ten of Diamonds birthday with an Eight of Spades ruling card. The Ten of Diamonds, of course, well, maybe you don't know this, but it's the card that's the center of attention. It wants to be the center of attention, whether it's a center of attention by being a bad girl or a bad boy, or by being a good boy or a good girl. But they always manage to find themselves with everybody watching them. And they'll do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. We have a lot of famous people born today, and a lot of famous people who are Ten of Diamonds, like Prince was born today, Tom Jones, Anna Kournikova, Dean Martin, Liam Neeson, Jessica Tandy, Clarence White. And that's a short list. There's a lot more, actually. Jenny Jones, Anne Twomey, Johnny Clegg, Louis Erdrich, William Forsythe, record producer L.A. Reid, and a bunch of other people. But this birthday is not just a Ten of Diamonds. It's also an Eight of Spades. An Eight of Spades is a card of force and a card of power and a card of control. And, you know, no matter what, who you are, if you're born this day, you have that show up in your life somewhere. I remember watching the movies like Purple Rain with Prince, and he has this way of, like, he always wants to have this kind of a control over women. It reminded me of other actors that have this sort of power thing with women in their life. And I'm sure he's still doing it. And that comes from the Eight of Spades. It can express in other ways, though. You know, Liam Neeson, very interesting guy, you know. He's one of those people, you never know how old he is. He was actually born in 1952, but he's always looked the same age. He still looks the same age, whatever that age is. But I've seen him in movies, and lately, you know, he can play the gentle, thoughtful person, and he can also play a very forceful person very well. So the card is really reflected in these birthdays of these people, the way they play them out. So the way our show goes is we have a topic in the beginning, and after the topic, we have a break. We take a little music break. Let me gather my thoughts, and then we open up our phone lines, and I do readings. I do readings to demonstrate how the system can be used. A lot of people listening tonight, or listening to the show, are people that have been reading their cards for years, and they listen just to hear what I will say, and they listen for the birthdays of the people that I'm reading for, because they want to learn from how I do it, and it's an incredible resource for that. So I invite you to do that. We like to have new people call in, so if you've called in a lot, maybe wait a week or two before you call in again. But you're welcome to call in again. You don't have to wait forever. So that's basically how it goes. And this system was one that was meant for everybody, even though it may seem complex. I've had people open up my book and just put it down and go, oh, I could never learn this. This is too complicated. But that's because they didn't read the directions. They didn't even go through and see. It looks complicated if you open up the book. It looks kind of like a mathematical textbook full of charts and numbers and all kinds of graphs and things like that. But in fact, it's a very simple system to learn. Most people can pick it up in about 30 minutes. Okay? So, the topic tonight. Tonight I want to talk about transformation and the possibility of transcending our card. Now, doctors have studied patients who are about to die, like patients that find out that they're going to die. The doctor has to tell them this. That's a hard job, I bet. And they studied them very carefully, and they noticed that people that are have a terminal illness go through five stages. And it's pretty consistent. And then it's amazing because these same five stages are the stages that we all go through on our road to transformation in our life. And it's very interesting. You can kind of look at somebody or look at yourself even more and look at the particular issues in your life, and you can kind of see where you might be in these five stages, and it can sort of give you a clue as to where you have been, where you've come from, how far you've gotten, and where you're going with it. I've found this to be very useful in my life, knowing these five stages and understanding how they work. So I'm going to talk about these five stages one at a time and give you just an idea of how this works. And maybe you've already heard this, maybe you know this already, but I'm going to go through them. The first stage is what's called denial. I don't have a problem. There's no problem. This is like somebody who denies being their birth card. Oh, no, that's not me. I don't have those qualities. You know, especially if you mention something negative that might be construed as negative about their card. Oh, no, that's not me. There can be denial. I was in denial for like 30 years with some important issues in my life. People would tell me that I had a problem. They would say, you know, you do this or whatever. And I would say, no, it's not me. I just wouldn't even let it in. I wouldn't even hear it. That's the stage of denial. Now, you have to understand that the stage of denial is rampant today. And some people will spend their whole life in denial about certain things. You might be able to see their issues, but they can't see them. They haven't got to that point yet. They may take 30 years or 10 years or whatever before they even get past the first stage of denial. Because it's a very strong thing. Now, I found that, you know, what happens frequently with human beings is that if we really are in denial about something, God helps us out by having us fall in love with and marry or be in a relationship with somebody who acts out those same traits. So now we have somebody in our life who's acting out all those traits that we're in denial about, and we fight with them about it until one day we realize we get to this, we have a leap of awareness, and we go to the second stage. And the second stage is when you realize you have a problem. No, let's put it this way. You realize there is a problem, but, and you realize it's your problem, but it's somebody else's fault. It's the stage of blame, blaming other people, blaming the economy, blaming your parents, blaming your DNA, blaming God, blaming your past lives, blaming your destiny cards. Yeah, that's a good one. My cards made me do it. I can't help it. I was born this card. Now, the stage of blame, just like the stage of denial, can last a really long time. But you have to realize that when somebody's in that stage of blaming, there's good news in that because they're no longer in denial about the thing, about the problem, about the issue, about what's going on. They're, you know, a person that's in blame mode at least is acknowledging that there is a problem, and they have a problem. So we have the blame other people stage, and who knows how long that could last. That could last an entire lifetime as well. A person could spend their whole life going from denial to blame other people, and that could be how they end their life. It'll pick back up when they come in again, but that's how it could go. But sooner or later, there's a leap of consciousness. All of a sudden, they realize, you know, that it's not other people or other circumstances. It's actually them. And, you know, it's kind of like the person who, and you hear about this a lot, it happens frequently these days, somebody who goes on a rampage and kills a bunch of people. I mean, they're obviously in a blame other people mode when they're doing that. And you'll notice that oftentimes when they're done, and this is almost, it's almost consistently, it's almost 100%, is that they usually kill themselves. Once that anger has been exhausted and they've acted out all that blame, they realize their anger's gone. All of a sudden, their mind clears and they realize, oh my gosh, look what I've done. And now they blame themselves, which is the third stage. And we all go from blaming others to blaming ourselves. And that's a period when we're really down on ourselves about the issue. You know, like some people I talk to are really down about being their birth card. Have you run across that? Oh, you know, why was I born a whatever it is, a two of diamonds or a three or whatever other card is, seven? You know, it doesn't matter what card it is. It could be any card, nine. People hate being nines. You know, why was I born this? But they blame themselves. There must be something bad wrong with me. And it's a kind of a dark, depressing kind of thing. You know, when they're blaming others, they're kind of up. They have energy and they're outgoing, outgoing in a negative way, but they're outgoing. But in that third stage of the transformation, they are out blaming other people. Blaming themselves. So now you know, too, when you see somebody blaming themselves, they've come a long way. They've already come through denial and blaming others. It may not look good at the moment, but if you realize that, it might give you some compassion to realize that they've already come through two important stages about this particular issue. That's powerful. You know, that's powerful. Now, the fourth stage is what they call the bartering stage, like people who are dying. They have a incurable illness, and you know, we all have an incurable illness, really. It's called life, that ends in death. All of us are destined to die. So in a sense, we all have this, but doctors have noticed that there's this bartering stage where the person will try to make a deal with the higher powers. God, if you will just let me live, I promise to do better. I promise to do this. I promise to do that. Now, that can take many forms, that bartering stage, but it's sort of like trying to make amends and hoping that that will somehow change the fact that you're going to die, or that the fact of who you are, the fact of how you've been in your life, this fourth stage. But that stage happens, and then when it finally, and realize, that the bartering stage and the blaming other stage, both of these can take a really long time. So now, it doesn't take us a long time to go through all of our issues. Some issues you might go through in a day. You might go through all five stages. But, look at the more deeper, important ones in your life. So after this bartering stage is over, there comes the fifth stage, which is acceptance. Acceptance. And it is allowing themselves to be, allowing the fact that they're dying to be, allowing themselves to be. No more blaming other people. No more blaming themselves. No more trying to get out of it. No more trying to change the external situation in any way. Now there is acceptance. And at the moment of acceptance, there is transformation. Transformation occurs. The person is no longer bound by whatever external circumstances or descriptions or whatever, no problem situation in their life. No longer bound by that. They're now free. They're free to be. And they're okay. They're in a heightened state of consciousness. They are content from inside out. The situation may not have changed. It doesn't matter to them. They've found peace within themselves, which is what we're all looking for anyway. We're all looking for peace. Now, knowing all of this, you can see that the most important, what has to happen in those five stages, is acceptance of what is. And when you think about that, acceptance of what is, it's acceptance of what is, of who we are or whatever the situation is. So you can accelerate your own transformation by knowing. If you know this, here I am blaming others, here I am. You'll never know if you're in denial, unfortunately. People will tell you, but you won't really know, because that's the definition of being in denial. How can you even know you're in denial? If you knew you were in denial, you wouldn't be in denial anymore. But knowing that you need to accept what is, even if that means accepting yourself, fighting against what is, that's enough. That's enough to cause that peace to come into your life, little pieces at a time. For some of us, it's a huge accumulation. I think most of us have a huge accumulation of resisting what's in the world, resisting our life, resisting situations, resisting the news, resisting the government, resisting the weather, resisting everything that irritates us or that we don't like. We have a large backlog of that. This transformation we're talking about may not happen instantly. It could happen instantly, but it may not. But if you make a little progress here and there, you'll notice a big change in your life. Things will be a lot easier. And if you can totally embrace your card, the good and bad, you know, if anybody walking around who's a three or whatever card you are, a queen of diamonds like me, and you can't acknowledge the good and bad of your card, if you get all ruffled when somebody mentions the negative qualities of your card, you're still working on accepting it. It's good to know, you know, if you find yourself getting upset when somebody mentions something about your card, that tells you, or anything about you that upsets you. Imagine being able to embrace yourself totally, all the negative and the positive. There's positive in every card. There's also negative in every card, negative potential expressions. So embracing all that can make a huge difference in our life. And really, it's not just embracing us, it's also embracing the world around us and our relationship to the world around us. You know, how we are. There's so much to embrace. We could spend 100% of our time just allowing and embracing. And it would be a miraculous journey that can take you to different places. I was meditating on this a couple days ago when I was hiking in the mountains here. And, you know, as I sat there meditating, you know, I was just embracing whatever was, including myself and how I was feeling. I was pretty tired up there. I got climbed halfway up this mountain. A hummingbird came up to me and just sat there and hovered in front of my face. And I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And he just sat there and was checking me out about 12 inches from my face. And I felt like that was a magical experience. I love hummingbirds. And it was a beautiful connection there. To me, hummingbirds represent, for some reason to me, they represent this high spiritual energy. I don't know why. I haven't read it anywhere, but that's what they do. So that's our little talk on the five stages of personal transformation and transcending your cards. You can transcend all of your cards, all of your astrology, all the scary things you see coming in the future. And you can also transcend those exciting things you see coming into your future that secretly steal away your peace of mind just as much as the fearful things. Okay? I hope this was helpful. Okay, we're going to take a break. We have at least three lines full. We have B1, B2, and B3 full. And we're going to take a break and listen to Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we're going to take your calls. Be right back. Yeah, that was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. It's one of my favorite songs on the CD. Hope you did it. Our first caller tonight is a birthday girl. She's born today. Jean from Illinois, June 7th, 1951. Are you there, Jean?
Here. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday.
I'm so excited. Thank you for taking my call. Huh?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Make sure you turn your radio, your internet.
I enjoyed your
radio
down. What?
Make sure you turn your computer speakers down.
I'm not on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. All right, good. What can I do for you, Jean, besides give you a birthday reading?
I just was wondering, yes.
So any particular areas you want me to look at?
No, I guess whatever you think.
Well,
everything.
Do you work?
I do work, but I've been off since November of 2008 when I got hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I should be going back to work. So,
well,
I don't like my job, but I will be probably going back to the job I don't like.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Have you ever thought about having your own business?
Yes.
Well, that's what you're going to do.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not going to happen right away this year, but it will happen before your next birthday. Okay?
Really?
And you want to, and when you think about this, you want to think about a business that can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to have a lot of money instead of a little money?
Well, yes, I don't have a lot of money, but I do have a lot of people that I would like to help with a lot of money. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. If you can help people who have a lot of money, you can get paid a lot to help them.
Okay.
So,
I never thought of it that way.
It's basically just finding something that you like to give to others and making it available and charging them a fair price for it. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Really. Whether it's a product or a service, you know, it doesn't matter.
Really,
but I see you going into business for yourself by your next birthday.
Really? Okay, one other question. I'm trying to get myself on track as far as health-wise to get back in shape. Do you see me doing that?
Yeah, but you have to be willing to really change your lifestyle in a big way this year.
Yeah.
You can't go on living the way you have in the past, you know.
No.
So you got to make some real transformation. Did you hear my talk tonight about personal transformation?
I loved it. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I heard it.
So, you know, you might want to get feedback from some of your friends and say, you know, where do you think I need to change, you know?
Okay.
Be open to that because we often can't see ourselves that clearly, you know? And there are people this year that will be helpful to you. So you want to be open to that. And be willing to change. Be willing to really look at yourself and say, hey, I can do better than this in my life. Because I think your health may be related to your whole lifestyle, you know?
Say it again.
Your health can be related to your entire lifestyle. You got injured on the job, right?
Yes.
So you must hate your job.
Yeah, I did. What?
That's you hate your job. You hated your job.
Oh yeah.
That's why you got injured.
Okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
That's one way to get out of it. No one will blame you. I love that. Easy way out. Just get injured. The only problem is you have to get injured, and you get through health problems. You know, that's a heavy price to pay for getting out of a job. You could have just walked out of the damn thing.
Yeah. Well, not really, because I had a. you know, you got bills to pay, and everybody's out of work these days, so you want to be happy with what you have.
No,
you know
don't,
what I mean?
Don't live in the poverty like that. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Do what you love and watch the magic happen. If you never give this a chance, you might as well go ahead and kill yourself because your life's going to get worse every year and nothing's going to change. If you're not willing to take a chance and do for love and for something better, what's the point? Your fate is already destined. Anybody who's already resigned themselves, do they have to work a job that they hate? Their life is already over. You understand?
Okay.
It's going to end sooner than later. So you have to decide whether that's it for you or you have something to look forward to. It's up to you. Nobody can make you do it. But
well, I'm optimistic.
This is a blessed year for you, so you don't want to let this go by. This is a blessed year. You need to go for everything you want in life, not just the little things. And you really have the cards for making your own business. So go make that happen and watch the magic, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and happy birthday, Jean.
I love
Jean.
Your show. Thank you so much. Jean. I really appreciate you taking my call.
You're very welcome.
All right.
It was a pleasure. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night. You know, I hope you had a good birthday, too, because that's the day you got to, like, set the whole pattern for the year. Do things that are fun on your birthday.
Okay. Wasn't a good birthday.
Yeah.
No, but that's okay. That's okay.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yep.
I'll change my life. I listen to your program and your lecture, and I will do it.
Well, great. Thank you, Jean. Glad to hear that.
All right. Have a good evening.
Good night. Bye-bye. You know, I wanted to mention also that on the new website, e7thunders.com, all of my past, well, not all of them, but the first 2 years of this show, all the topics have been extracted and edited, and they're available to purchase. So, and they're all listed by topic. So you can go there, and if there's a particular topic that you'd like to listen to, it's there. And you can download it and keep it and listen to it as often as you like. And that's also on my site under products and services, e7thunders.com. Okay, our next caller is Anita from Alabama. She's a queen of clubs, born February 26th, 1978. Are you there, Anita?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have we spoken before?
We spoke before. I just want to know more about the queen of clubs. That's all.
Well, what do you want to know about it?
I just want to know what type of person, what type of card I have to get a better understanding of it. I know you said that.
It's the most psychic card in the deck, number one.
Number
two, they don't like people that are dumb or slow.
Yeah.
Because they have a very quick mind, and they can't tolerate people that are slow or unintelligent. You understand?
Okay.
And sometimes they can be a little reckless in driving. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. They like to drive fast. they're high strung. You know, they're very high strung. They're very mental, and they're very on edge all the time. You know, so
yeah.
And they're like the queen of queens. They're like, it's like off with their head. You know,
oh.
Somebody rubs them the wrong way, it's like, you know, you're dead.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and relationship is very difficult for Queen of Clubs, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have a lot of fear of
all
abandonment.
Type of people.
They have a lot of fear of abandonment, and they also have a lot of pride. So it's hard for them to let down their pride to accept help from others and to be vulnerable. All those things are very difficult for Queen of Clubs. You got it?
Yeah.
And you're a five of spades too, Anita, so you're very restless and, you know, you need change in your life to be happy.
Yes, I do.
You have to travel, go places, move different places. You can't just sit in the same place all the time. You got to be traveling or doing something or moving, or the other. Okay?
I get bored real easily. That's true right now.
Yeah. Especially this year.
Yeah.
You got some fives this year, so you're feeling itchy this year.
Yes, I am.
For change. And so you should go with it. Don't be afraid of what you'll lose. Just go with it.
That's one of my problem. I'll be scared. You got to do it. Do it. That's it, period.
Do it. Do it, and don't be afraid of what you might lose in doing it. Just do it. It'll turn out good in the end. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Okay, Anita, I'm going to let you go and take the next caller. So have a great evening. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, our next caller is from Virginia. I don't know where in Virginia, but somewhere in Virginia, East Coast. Her name is Linda. Her birthday is June 13th, 1967. Are you there, Linda?
I am here. Good evening, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I just wanted to check and see what is in the cards for me as far as my business career goes. I'd like to get started with my own business, and I'd also like to have a nice, solid relationship with a mate in my life.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to hear, because your cards coming up for this year, which your birthday is in just a week or so, are really good.
Great.
for all those things. Okay.
Okay.
So, first of all, have you decided on what kind of business you want to do?
I'm in the process of formulating either insurance, getting into insurance, and selling insurance, annuities, or doing something healthcare related, or just working with people and helping them live their best life, like doing some type of coaching.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, since you're in this transition and, you know, since you have a choice, why don't you pick the one that you like the most? Just a suggestion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good suggestion.
Not just one that would be practically the best choice, because you're very practical, you know? You're very logical and you think that way, and it's a good trait, but sometimes you need to, like, kind of look beyond your logic for something that you would love.
Okay.
Because this year is a very fortunate year, and it doesn't really matter what you choose. It's going to be successful.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. And you'll see this is going to happen. But there's one thing you do have to keep in mind for this year that will accelerate this process of success, and that is that you have to reach the public. Okay? You have to reach groups of people with a word about what you're doing.
Okay.
And it's going to be a really a magical year as far as social things go. I don't know if you're very social already, but this year is going to be really, I mean, any opportunity to be in around groups of people, you should be taking advantage of that.
Okay,
because wherever you go, there's going to be success following you around. Do you understand? So, like, if you had a business, you would want to advertise. You'd want to be on radio shows talking about it. Any, you know, do you get the idea?
I do, yeah.
It's success through numbers of people. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to find that wherever you go, people just love you. It's going to be like you have like a magic wand this year, okay?
I love that.
Yeah, you have the Ten of Hearts environment, and you have an Eight of Hearts in Venus. And by the way, this Eight of Hearts is you're going to have your pick of relationships here. You know, you're going to have the power to make something happen in the area of relationship. And I really think, looking at your cards, that someone's coming in for you, someone very special. Because this is going to be a special year for you. Okay?
Okay. That's great.
So,
thank you, Robert.
So, you know, all you got to remember is go out there and be around groups of people. And don't even be afraid, you know? Just imagine you're like a movie star, and wherever you go, people want to see you.
Oh, I like that. I can do that.
Yeah, it's going to be like that. You'll see. You know, especially in August. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a fun period.
Wow. I look forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you have the Six of Hearts really prominent this year. So there's a possibility, and I really think this is going to happen for you, that a relationship's going to come in that you've been waiting a long time for.
That's great. Yeah. Welcome.
Somebody you were destined to be with.
Oh, that's good. Good to know.
You know, four diamonds, you're a four diamonds and a two of spades. They each have their own thing about relationship. Four diamonds have very high expectations of love. You understand?
Mm-hmm, I do.
And two of spades think about it too much. They talk themselves out of it.
Yeah, like the opposite. They're opposites of one another.
Well, they analyze. The two of spades part of you will analyze the whole thing about relationship, and you'll get all confused because you're analyzing something that's meant for the heart.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think you're going to find that this is going to be so much fun this year that you'll be able to let go of some of that.
That's great. It's about time.
So I hope you have a happy, wonderful birthday. And
you
won't have to wait long to see this happen, to see this all come together.
I love it. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate you.
Well, I'm happy I'm able to give you some good news.
I appreciate it.
All right, Linda.
Thank
have
you.
A great night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, one more short break. When we come back, we'll finish up with the rest of our calls. Be right back. And that song was called Transitions. And that's also available on e7thunders.com. All my songs are on there now. All the ones I play on the show. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, we have three callers waiting. And first up is Terry from Arizona, another Queen of Clubs. She's an Aries, born March 24th, 1960. Are you there, Terry? Hello? I heard something, and then I didn't hear anything.
I'm here.
Okay, where were you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Terry, turn your computer off.
Turn your speakers off. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I heard
you the first time.
Oh, okay. I'm so nervous. Jiminy Crispet.
Such an Aries. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, probably.
You were yelling, can you hear me, about 10 times, and we all heard you the first time.
Did you? Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Okay.
Because you had your speakers on.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's on your mind, Terry? Let's get to it.
Holy cow. We're talking about transitions. And I looked at my cards, spreads. I have one of your program, Destiny cards.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at my yearly spreads for the last couple of years. And when I first discovered your cards, I want to thank you very much. It was the first time I ever had confirmation, and I didn't think I was crazy. It was like confirmation of something I really felt about who I was.
That's a lot of people experience that. I'm glad you shared it. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you. And I'm going through a lot of transitions, I guess, and what you said about, you know, acceptance, once you get a piece, I guess, around it, I guess, then I can accept it and move on. And big things are moving on for me, infecting my physical. I have to look at it as I have an opportunity to no longer have a mortgage.
Well, I can see that your life is... This year for you, which began on March 24th, is like a whole upgrade year for you. Okay?
Upgrade. Spiritual
upgrade.
One, I hope.
In all ways. The spiritual comes, and then out of the spiritual, everything else gets upgraded at the same time.
Coolness.
See? The spiritual leads the way. But then all the rest of it comes along, too.
Well, one of the question I guess I have for you is that in looking through, when you click on one of the cards in a yearly spread, it gives you a reading, you know, tells you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you, I think it was, even though it's within the last 3 years, one of the cards I clicked said about... kind of like a quick transition. You're trying to get more knowledge, jump ahead somehow. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I don't remember. I mean, I wrote all those, but there's 4,680 different spreads,
million.
And there's quite a few different interpretations. So if you can't remember which card it was, I probably can't respond exactly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes. I was assuming that you had the program in front of you.
Oh, I do, but I don't know which card you're talking about. I don't know which card you're referring to.
Nor which year. There was just, in looking at them, there's been a lot of royalty cards of spades and clubs.
Well,
and
I'm looking at your year this year, and what I see is a lot of jacks.
Oh, that first one out. Oh, then... What is that about?
Now,
are they all guys?
I'm going to tell you, okay? Terry. So I'm going to just give you a little message here, and then I'm going to let you go. Okay?
Okay.
So you have, every year we have five cards that are the most important because they influence the entire year from the beginning to the end. So they have the most power, these five cards. It's the long range, the Pluto, the result, and the environment and displacement. Okay?
Yes.
Four of those cards for you are jacks.
Yes.
Four of them.
Yes.
That's extremely unusual. And jacks mean, on the deepest spiritual level, jacks mean that you're upgrading your life to a whole new vibration. Okay?
Coolness. Okay.
And that's what you're doing. Your life is in a period of a complete upgrade. Like, whatever you were doing, you're not going to be doing anymore. You're going to be doing something better for yourself and for those around you. That's the message that we're talking about here.
Awesome.
Okay. I think it's good.
Thank you. It
and
is.
Things are just getting started. I mean, the year is just getting started, so I'm expecting some really good stuff.
Well, I just have to submit my application to you then.
I'm sorry?
I said, I just have to submit my application to you then.
Oh, for the fellowship.
Yes.
Well, we would love to consider you for fellowship. Absolutely. So
awesome.
Feel free. Just send me an email and I'll send you an application if you haven't already.
You already have. I've been.
Oh, okay. You're waiting. I remember the email from you now. Yeah, I remember you now. Okay. Good. Yeah, you should go ahead and send it in. This will be the perfect time. Your cards are perfect for that.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Have a great night, Terry.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up is Valerie. She's a King of Clubs from Pennsylvania. Her birthday is February 25th. We had a February 24th earlier. She's February 25th, 1971. Are you there, Valerie?
Hi, how are you, Robert?
I'm well. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Nice to hear yours also. I'm just kind of wondering, I'm in a huge state of transition myself here, and
I see that.
I don't know if that's evident to you.
It is.
My cards. It is.
Yep, you got you have two nines in prominent positions plus an ace of spades, so you're in a big year of transformation and letting go.
Absolutely. I was dating my Venus for 10 years, the Four of Hearts, and that was, I think, a very faded relationship. And I don't know if that's common, having your Venus, having someone with your Venus card.
Well, it's not uncommon. I mean, but if it was happening to you, it's especially important for you. You know, Venus,
right.
So you were dating a Four of Hearts? Is that who you were dating?
Yes.
You know, and they're good people, but every card has challenges too, so there's no perfect card, you know. But I'm sure that had its ups and downs.
Yes, but I think I read in one of your books that if your Venus is sometimes more challenging than, say, like in terms of having a little bit of conflict here and there, because there's a lot of emotion.
I don't remember
that
writing conflict. That, but you know, maybe I wrote that somewhere. I don't remember that, but maybe I did.
Okay.
I can respond now, though.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I can respond, you know, to what I see now.
Right, and which means that you see that the transition. In the nine.
Well, I see you letting go, and it's hard for you.
It is.
But, you know, you have to. It's in the cards for you to let go in order for you to have more better in your life. You know, it's time. Everything has a cycle, and everything eventually runs its course, you know?
Right, and is it a Nine of Hearts?
Yeah, your Nine of Hearts is your challenge card of the year.
Okay.
It's called
the
Pluto
other
card.
Thing that's interesting is I started a new business this year, and my long range card is an Ace of Diamonds, and
yes,
everything felt like so right. Like I felt like I was riding a wave of like going down the
you're
right
very
path.
Psychic. You're a King of Clubs, and you're very intelligent, but you're also very psychic, and you pick up stuff that other people don't pick up on, and you have to honor that just as well as your intellect, you know.
Absolutely, and that's my challenge, you know, going, like, is it, when you have to decide, is this my instinct, or, you know, am I overly sensitive, or are my instincts taking me down a different path? And that was a lot of the issue with me separating and finally letting go.
Yeah.
But it's,
yeah.
But anyway, I didn't know whether you could tell.
Well, you know, the cards say that the Nine of Hearts Pluto means that it's a really challenge, but it's necessary for you to let go of some relationship. It doesn't say which one, but it says some relationship. See,
right.
So it fits exactly what you're describing is going on. And he's a Four of Hearts. What was his birthday? Is he a Capricorn or
Scorpio?
Scorpio. Oh. Oh.
It was Halloween baby.
That wasn't a good relationship for you from the get-go, because his ruling card is your Saturn card.
What do you mean his ruling card?
Well, maybe you're not aware that everybody has more than one card.
Oh, no. He has oh yes, everybody does. I am aware of that.
Do you know what his other cards are?
It's like a six of clubs.
No, his other card, if he's a Four of Hearts Scorpio, his first card is an Eight of Hearts.
Is my Saturn card. Okay, you're right.
So you were with your Saturn card this whole time. That wasn't any fun.
You got that right. Well, and all the while I thought I was with my Venus card, because
your Saturn card. And it was kind of like being with your father, you know, like somebody who was always, you were never good enough, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was such a strong connection. He was very much like my father. That's interesting that you would say that.
Well, Saturn is the father in astrology. It represents the father. So you were basically dating your father because you have doubts about yourself, you see. Nobody, you know, we pick relationships unconsciously. Nobody picks their Saturn card unless they have doubts about themselves.
So even though that's not his primary card, since it's my Saturn card, then it becomes complicated.
Well, most people identify with their ruling card more than their birth card, so they act out of that even stronger than their birth card most of the time. You know, so he's firmly, you know, into being the Eight of Hearts, I'm sure of that, which is this powerful person that basically dominated you for a while now. So I'm happy to hear you're out of that.
So am I. But
okay,
thank you very
so
much for
it's
your
not
time.
Over yet, though. It's going to take this entire year to finish this off, by the way. Okay? It's not going to be over till your next birthday.
Jeez.
So
okay,
you know,
thank you so no, much
but
for
it,
your time.
But it's good. It's the right thing to do at the right time. So.
I think I'm finally ready.
You're going to feel like a huge weight was lifted off of you by your next birthday. You're going to feel like a new person.
That's good news.
And don't there'll be several guys that show up this year. You don't have to pick one. Okay.
Okay.
You don't
well,
have to
you.
Pick one yet. It's not time yet for that.
I appreciate all of everything you share.
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of respect for King of Clubs people. I've married two of them.
Wow. We are rough.
No, I like them.
Aww.
They're honest. They're honest. You can trust them. Okay, aww. I'm going to let you go, and good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care, Valerie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, as Seth reminded me that I completely forgot to talk to Christine, who was actually supposed to be before Terry. So we're going to talk to Christine right now. She's November 6, 1978. Are you there, Christine?
Hello, Robert. Good evening.
I apologize for skipping you.
Oh, okay. You're forgiven. Okay,
thank you.
My question is, I just wondering if any romance event and money in my cards.
Okay, let me take a look here real quick.
Thank you.
You're in, right now, you just started the Saturn period of the year, okay?
Yes, yes.
And that's the most difficult period of the year, okay? There is cards for romance there, but don't have high expectations, all right?
Okay.
Don't have high expectations. Just be open. Don't place a lot of importance, all right, on anything that happens.
Okay.
Just be patient. You'll get what you want eventually. But remember, you're an Ace of Diamonds, and really, your career always will come first. Your career always comes
right.
first. So whatever man is in your life has to support your career, okay? He has to be allowing you to have that career. Never give up your career for a man. You follow?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Pay close attention to that now.
I would prefer to be supporter, though.
No, sorry, you're an Ace of Diamonds. You gotta have your own
okay.
thing going. Don't even, every time you do that, it doesn't work.
Really?
And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, Christine. I wish I had talked to you earlier, but we're running out of time and I have to go. So maybe you can call back next week and we can chat some more because I enjoy talking to you.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I'll do
so
that.
Good,
thank you. Bye.
Good luck and thanks for being my guest.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I apologize. I kind of lost track of time and we are out of time. Brittany, maybe you can call back next Monday. We can get you in too. But we're going to end as we always do with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD Bhakti Rock. And remember that all these songs are available on e7thunders.com. I hope you enjoy them. We'll see you here next Monday night. Good night.
Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Burguva Swaha Tatsaviturvarinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam.